It's 2:01. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Announcement to everybody, this meeting is being recorded. And everybody should have gotten in their packets a set of two minutes to review. And I'm going to add a third that I'm going to pass around. That's this one right here, correct, Amanda?
Yes, 4:28.
4:28.
That was the one I wanted.
You guys can all see the minutes. Sandra, you're allowed to vote on this. I think you were a member of the board at the time. Everybody
yes,
else would not be allowed yeah. to. But you guys can still review. That the one that's being passed around right now was the three-person meeting that John, Warren, myself, and Tim had in Tim's office or in the small conference room upstairs. That meeting was recorded, is available if anybody would like to go back and watch it. So with that, we'll need to do this individually. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes first from the May 19th. That's the first one on our list. Cindy?
Sandra seconded.
Yeah. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Minutes are accepted. All right, now for the minutes from...
I'll stay on there, Mr. Chair. I wasn't here.
I got you. Okay. I got you. June 2nd, 2021. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
May I ask a question about these minutes?
You can, as soon as we get it seconded.
Okay.
Pat, second. All right, discussion, go ahead.
Under the public comment section, the date that Mr. Stamm was appointed to the committee on May 25th, 2025, is that correct?
That sounds correct. I'm not sure where you're
2025.
Looking. 2025. 2025.
Good
catch.
We were not
fully we time travel.
Yeah.
That's great. I'll get that corrected. Thank you. All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Then the one that we just added, April 28th, 2021.
The only people who can participate in this are the ones who were present, so.
Was this the meeting that I was at?
No. I need David. He's the Robert's Rules.
I'm also pretty good at Robert's Rules.
I believe you. I just don't know what to do.
You have Sandra and you were both present at the meeting, but that's not a majority of the people.
Oh, that's correct. You were there. I'm sorry. You called in, Sandra?
Yes.
Gotcha. So
you and Sandra were both there, but Dina and John are not here. So you can go ahead.
Am I allowed to second a motion?
No.
Yes.
He's no longer on the committee.
Yes.
I'm serving it today.
He was extended for this meeting.
Through today. He's allowed through today.
Do you have a quorum on this one? On the 28th of people here.
No. He didn't have to have a quorum for this meeting. A meeting that was a subcommittee meeting with Tim.
Question is, how many people on the committee? John Hoyt's not here. Who else is in here out of the three?
Dina.
So you only have two out of four. That constitute a quorum?
No, that doesn't constitute
right.
a quorum.
Right.
It doesn't constitute a quorum to approve the minutes.
Right.
So the question then is,
we won't ever have a quorum to approve these minutes.
Right.
Because
so we can submit them unapproved?
I guess. Because John Horn is off the committee and Brady will be off the committee. So there will only be ever two
But if he's
members.
Here, he's at will today.
Yes.
Okay. And you only have one other person here.
We will only ever have two people from who was here.
At most.
At most.
Because after today, I won't be here. Dina will still be here, but then it would just be Dina.
That's what I'm saying.
So I can still submit unapproved.
That's what she's saying.
Right.
Okay.
Just submit.
So these are submitted unapproved.
Right. If there's going to be.
They can still go as a record.
If there's going to be an objection to approving them without a quorum, yeah.
I think that objection is warranted, correct?
It's not required, but it's been noted, so.
Okay. Amanda, I signed it. You're good.
Thank you.
On your end. Okay. We had no request for public comments, but I don't know if anybody's called in.
Not at this time.
No public comments. So we will move on to new business, and that first will be the introduction of the new committee members. And everybody walked past and introduced, and then I promptly forgot everybody's names that I don't have written down. So we'll start on my left. Could you introduce yourself, tell us who you are, and what brought you on board?
My name is Cynthia Howard. I recently retired on May 18th, 2021. I worked as a legal assistant paralegal for 30 years for a law firm in downtown Sarasota. So after I retired, I said I wanted to get more involved in the community. Having worked in Sarasota for over 50 years, all of my volunteerism had been in Sarasota. So I wanted to come to Manatee County, where I was born, bred, and raised, and become involved and to see what I could do, what services I can offer for the betterment of the community.
So you live in Manatee?
I live in Calabasas.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm the southernmost tip of Manatee County.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Hello. Thank good you. To see you.
You too.
Like the,
hey,
come on in.
Everyone.
Ballard, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
You do.
For those that don't know me, I see some new faces. David Ballard.
We're doing introductions for
that. She just
introduced herself. Brand new. She was about to do her high school fight song.
Go fight. Let's go Noles.
See, there you go. Yeah.
Southeast High School.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
Okay, we can circle back in a moment.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm great.
Because we'll now have a quorum.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you in a second. We'll get back to it.
You take this one. I'll hold on down.
Come on down, everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Cynthia.
You can go.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It says Walter on my sheet, but my badge. But I'm actually Russ is my middle name. I go by that. Walter was my dad, and my grandfather, and my great grandfather. It's a family name, and I don't really care for it, so I use Russ. So Russ Anderson. Recently retired from Central Bank in Tampa, live in Manatee County, and my daughter-in-law actually suggested that I get involved in something with the schools. I've got two grandchildren that are in Manatee County schools, and I wanted to do something to help them. I was at one time a quasi-teacher for 12 years in the American Institute of Banking School System. I was also a CFO of a university in the Midwest, Bellevue University, for many years. And I enjoy the education field. I enjoy people. And my daughter-in-law suggested that I, as I said, get involved in something. And she didn't want me hanging around the house, I guess. I don't know. I only see her 3 days a week. But so here I am, and I'm pleased to be part of the committee and hope I can help.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Donna Fredrickson. I moved to Florida about 18 months ago, although I've had family in the area for over 50 years, and I did go to high school 1 year in Newport Richey. I spent the last 15 years of my professional life in downtown Chicago at the national headquarters of the YMCA, where I was treasury manager. I did some accounting and tax work. I was also staff liaison for the finance, audit, and investment committees. I have an undergrad degree in business and a master's degree in human services and non-for-profit management. I retired about 6 years ago, and when I retired in Chicago, I moved to Portland, Oregon, where I bought a condo and served as board chair for 4 years. And I only bring that up because there's a lot of condo info in the news these days.
Yes.
With Surfside. And I'm kind of proud of the group that I chaired, because while I was head of the board, we did a study by the top engineering firm in the city to look at all our facilities to see how stable they were, and to do a reserve study to make sure we were putting enough money away for the next 40 years. We also had all our systems on a maintenance schedule. We had great relations with all our vendors. We had a balanced budget. We had money in the bank. And we had a great team effort there. And I'm really proud of what we accomplished, and especially in light of, you know, what I'm hearing in the news now. So we were on the right track, and we didn't even know it. So. But, you know, I moved to Lakewood Ranch, and, you know, my professional history is in not-for-profit, so it's near and dear to my heart, and I wanted to get involved.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Okay, so we will go back, if that's okay with everybody. If you object, just please step up. Dina, we were going through to approve the minutes from the April 28th meeting, and now that you are here, we actually have a quorum and can do that. So, if either Sandra or you could make the motion to approve the minutes, and the other one second it, three of us can vote and approve it.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
I move that we accept the minutes of the April 28th meeting.
Okay.
I second the motion.
You weren't on the call.
Meeting.
10-4.
Yes, ma'am. What about you?
Oh, I second. Now it's done.
All right. All in favor, the three of us? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The minutes are actually now officially approved from the August 28th meeting. We're going to move on to election of officers in just a moment, but I'll do that after that. So we're going to move right on to election of officers. As everybody knows, it is a one-year term as the vice president, one-year term as president. There is no requirement that you move from vice president to president. That has been the way things have been done, but it is certainly not required. What I'd like to do first is open up the floor to just a conversation about what those roles entail, answer any questions for the new people or anybody that has not held an office before, what the requirements are, so everybody can understand what they are if you're interested in being part of it this year, or if it's something that you think next year would be in your wheelhouse. So I've served this past year as chairman. I was the vice chair the year before that. The vice chairman's role, David held this year. He will probably concur with me. It is a ceremonial role more than anything, more a person to hold the chair spot if the chair can't make a meeting. We've also, the last 2 years, that role has also happened to be in charge of one of the subcommittees. It's not a requirement, that's just sort of the way it has happened. And I think it worked out pretty well, so it's something I think the committee should consider doing going forward. So, anybody have anything to add, any questions? Do you want to know what requirements are? Are you scared of anything?
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Are you going somewhere, or are you going to stay on the committee?
Today is my last meeting. I was actually, my last official meeting was last month. I'm on at will this month to run this organizational meeting.
Okay.
He refused to stay on.
He refused to stay on?
He absolutely.
Can we go?
The word refused seems very hard.
Well, I asked, and you refused.
Thank you, Tina.
That was refusing. Just so you know, he declined.
Okay. There you go.
There we go. Yeah.
That's probably, yeah.
The refusal part's just between us.
I understand.
Not anymore.
He declined to stay on.
Yes.
As did John Horn. Because they're so busy, they declined to stay on. And they got gratitude awards for being on. So.
Yes. You want me to show it again?
Yeah.
The role of the chairman of the board is obviously to run the meetings, works directly with Amanda, and in concert with Tim to make sure that the information that we need as a committee gets sent out to the people in advance. My last official duty will be to give our final presentation for the year to the school board. That happens August 9th. I hope everybody can show up. I think August 9th or August 10th. Amanda, do you have that date in front of you?
Yeah.
I'll look it up. It'll take a second.
One further.
August 10th or Tuesday.
10th, yeah. It's the 10th.
So I'd say it would be that.
And then I worked directly with Mary, who was our school board liaison or director or whatever the...
Brady, would you mind if we could go around and all of us introduce ourselves, because we do have three new people in
the... Absolutely. I think that'd be great. So my name is Brady Chapman. I've been on the committee for 3 years. As I pointed out, I have rolled off the committee, and I'll send it to Dina.
I'm Dina Howell. I am the president for AFSCME Local 1584. I represent the support staff. It's currently about maybe 1,000 employees. That will be the cafeteria worker, food service, transportation, custodial, maintenance operations, trades. I have been an employee also for the school district for 16 years. September will be 16 years. I'm a bus driver. Oh, I've been on the committee 3 years.
3 years.
I'm Pat Barber. I'm the president of the Manatee Education Association. We represent the teachers, the paraprofessionals, about 7,800 teachers, about 700 paraprofessionals. I've been a teacher in the school district since 1974. I've been on the committee for 3 years also.
I'm Cindy Spray. I'm retired from PepsiCo and hence Tropicana. I was a senior bookkeeper for the credit union. Prior to that, it was at Frito-Lay in the maintenance department, where I managed all the maintenance for everything from motors, gearboxes, conveyor belting, all the way from receiving products to the finished product. Also in logistic maintenance, again, scheduling and maintaining all of the inventory there. I'm involved in a lot of different community. I'm an advocate for foster care. I'm on a couple of boards for that. And I'm also an author. So I've got a lot of kid things in my back.
David Ballard, I'm legislative assistant to State Representative Tommy Gregory. I'm also a local attorney. Chair Chapman and I were actually appointed on the together, and it's been a pleasure, and I'm just here to do right by the 42,000 kids that we have in our school district. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and my wife, also an attorney, is a child welfare prosecutor, so I myself also grew up in foster care, so just here for the kids.
I'm Mary Foreman. I'm a school board member since last November and serve as liaison between this committee and the school board. Just so you know, as a liaison, if I speak, it's only my opinion. I cannot speak for the board, and but anything that comes up with the committee, you know, by all means, let me know, and if necessary, I'll take it to the board and, you know, do whatever needs doing. I'm a retired CPA, didn't know how to retire, so ran for school board and got in. But so I've been involved with the district for about 7-8 years. I served on their audit committee at that time.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Bargeron. I've been with the district for a little bit over a year. I'm the associate superintendent, excuse me, for finance. I'm a resource to the committee, so I'm not, you know, not a voting member. I have a lot of experience with governmental accounting. I went to the University of Florida, grew up in Tampa. Go Gators, go Gators, go Gators. I've retired from a school district on the east coast of Florida, St. Lucie County. I don't know if you guys know where that is, just north of Stewart, back in 2018. My son's 19, he's in college and wants to be a neurosurgeon, so true retirement at this point is not really an option. I worked for KPMG for a bit. I've had consignment stores. I've done a lot of different things. I have a diverse background. But I too have a passion for children, so know, that hopefully that'll be demonstrated over the with my career here in Manatee. So I'm glad to be here.
All right, Sandra.
I'm Sandra Holley. I joined the committee in February. I'm a retired school administrator from Sarasota County. I was assistant director at Sarasota Technical College. And prior to that, I was a business teacher for probably 16 years. And I finished my career in Sarasota. And I've been living in Manatee County now for 16 years. Been retired 21 years.
I'm the last one. My name is Bruce Stamm. I was just appointed in May, as you saw in the minutes. That was. I'm originally from Philadelphia area. I served on the school board in suburban Philadelphia for a number of years. I also served, part of that service, I was vice chairman of the tech school, which was an independent facility that was in conjunction with four other districts. Community service involved back in Pennsylvania. Served 12 years on the zoning hearing board, which is quasi-judicial in terms of zoning and land development issues. Also served on the park and rec board for 5 years. President of my HOA up there, which was only 34 houses. So I've been involved in a lot of things. Currently live in Del Webb, out east in Lakewood Ranch, involved over there. I chair a committee in Del Webb on our building and grounds committee as well. Went to school up in Philadelphia, so I have a master's and MBA degree at LaSalle University in Philadelphia. My wife, retired teacher from the School District of Philadelphia, 42 years. My daughter currently is a second grade teacher going to third grade because third grade is such an important test year, a standardized test, so she's a third grade teacher with about 10 years in the Philadelphia School District. So been involved in that, grew up living with that, you know. So my family's been involved in that for a long time. Happy to be here and hope to be able to contribute as well as I can.
Amanda, your turn.
Hello. Go. Hello. Can anybody hear me? This is Tom Aaron on the Microsoft Teams.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. May I introduce myself if I'm not out of line?
You are not out of line. You can introduce yourself and sing your fight song.
Thanks very much. I was appointed to the committee in May, and I'm pleased to join. I'm a native Floridian, having been born in Miami. I received my master's degree in speech-language pathology from the University of South Florida in Tampa, and have worked as a speech-language pathologist in Hardy County, Wauchula, for a number of years, and then moved on to Brevard County, and later to Broward County, where I worked as a administrator in special education for the speech-language impaired program, physically impaired program, OT and PT, and then sort of finishing my career around 1979 in Broward, doing some work with the private schools and McKay scholarship programs that were running at the time. I retired from Broward, and since my wife was a PhD in the same field, she went to the University of Central Florida to open a doctoral program, and I followed, and then soon thereafter began working in the clinic as a clinic supervisor and graduate teacher for graduate students at the University of Central Florida. We purchased a home in Anna Maria, in the city of Anna Maria, about 5 years ago. And after I retired from the University of Central Florida last August, we moved to Anna Maria permanently. All my children have gone to Florida schools, and my daughter is a teacher. So I've been involved in education and working with children my entire life. I've got two granddaughters and a great-granddaughter and a new granddaughter coming in October. So I'm surrounded by children of all ages, and I'm glad to be on the committee. I've been looking forward to meeting you all personally at one of the next meetings.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Amanda, your turn.
Oh, I'm Amanda. I think I've at least emailed each one of you. I'm the board assistant, and I'm happy to help in any way that I can.
So, as the outgoing chair, I will tell you that Amanda is the greatest resource that we have. No offense, Tim.
I agree.
Okay, so the meeting today is just the new business of the election of officers. Typically, there is not a July meeting of this committee, but with the new people being appointed and us delayed getting our presentation done, this meeting was called. Does anybody have any other questions about the roles of the two officers? Okay. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I have a question to David, since we've had two transitions, and how do you feel about your ability to serve as the chair since your responsibilities to Representative Gregory take you out of town for such a long period of time?
Well, the first thing I'll say is, under Bob Crisper, John Hoare, Brady, it's been an absolute pleasure. We came on almost at the very beginning, mm-hmm. right after the initial appointment.
3 months in.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And so it's been an absolute pleasure to get to know, to help guide the role of this committee. It's a good question. I think that at this juncture, especially with the changes that we've had with technology and things of that nature, I don't think it would be a problem. I would be honored. It would just mean that the tent would be a little bit larger and that there would probably be leadership roles that would be distributed between more than just a single person.
But there would be many times when you would be attending virtually rather than in person.
That is a possibility and a probability.
Okay.
If I could add, one of the things I think we did a very good job of doing this year is we developed a pretty good platform in place that going forward, the main role of this committee is the presentation to the board. And a lot of that work over the last 3 years has kind of been cemented.
Well, the main role is to report to the community through a report to
Understood.
The board.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm not doubting David's ability to be the chair at all. I just want to know his feelings about doing it. You know, because you have to be comfortable with balancing that with your, as we all do, with mm-hmm. balancing that with your responsibilities. And, you know, based on that, if we're going to deal with the chair first, I'll make a motion to nominate David to move up from vice chair to chair.
Second.
Thank you.
I second.
I heard Cindy first. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, in fairness, is there any other nomination from the floor? Okay. David, I kind of heard what you said there. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to that?
No, I just want to lay out all the cards. I think that my time on this committee, I've been straightforward. I'm a straight shooter. I pride myself on that. Again, I've always viewed our role as representing the children, the taxpayers, the teachers, the employees of the school district. We have a lot of constituents, and I appreciate all of them. I have nothing really to say about it. I have had the opportunity to be on board since we first started asking the question about what are we even doing? What is the role of this committee? So I do get it, and we have built an infrastructure that would allow whomever it is that comes in to be able to pick up the ball and run into the end zone, as opposed to making up the rules of the game as we're going along.
For the new people here, just so you understand what he's talking about, when this committee formed, we were given a very broad task, and we weren't really sure how to even get the information that we needed to begin with. So we spent the first 18 months developing what we even wanted to know before we even knew how to ask to get that information. It's really been in the last year that we've been able to hone that information in. So going forward, the difficult parts of it, I think, have been hashed out over many, many meetings. I ran the committee for the first 7 months as chair virtually. It is more difficult, but it's not.
But we were all virtual.
We were all virtual.
Right. Sure. We were all virtual. That's why I asked the question, is now that we're back in person, I just want to make sure that you were comfortable.
If I may, Chair, it would be my intention to be, obviously, as chairman, as you know, and as we've seen with previous chairs, to be far more plugged in. You know, I read everything that Amanda sends out, and I'm going through it, but oftentimes I'll be in Tallahassee, and that has been the case for previous meetings. It would be my intention to go out of my way to make sure that I'm in the chair.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. We have a second nominating David Ballard to be the incoming chairman. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries 1, 2, whatever that number is. Hey, Tom, just for clarification, did you approve or disapprove? He said it kind of after.
I said approve.
Okay, aye. Okay, thank you.
Unanimous.
Say that again, please, Bob. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said something.
Oh, I just said unanimous.
Got it. Okay. So that will bring us to the vice chair role. David, you want to kind of expound on the... It's really not much other than the ceremonial.
My first question is, can I have your chair now? Joking, of course.
He's ready to get started.
The vice chair, like many of us, it's just someone you can lean on. The role that I've always considered that I play as an attorney, as a person who works, you know, in committee a lot, things of that nature, is just making sure we're staying on track. We've had members that would sometimes get us off track, and so I always viewed myself to try to get us there. The vice chair, I mean, it's just you got to be ready to step up. It's a catch-all. It's a safety net. I don't know, Brady, do you have anything else to expand on that?
No, my year as vice chair under John was very similar to yours. Just when he wasn't able to make the meetings, I would have the information from Amanda or whoever was disseminating it at that point, and just sharing and being able to chair the meeting. It's necessary because it's in our bylaws, but it's not a big role for the first year.
It's not demanding.
May I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Yes, please.
Whom would you like to have as a vice chair?
I think everyone here would be a great candidate. I think, honestly, though, I do think it would be appropriate to have someone that isn't brand new.
I agree.
That would be my only consideration. I would like to get to know all of you. That's it.
That's a one-year term.
Mm-hmm.
I have come prepared to nominate Susan Harrigan, but since she's not here, I'm afraid it's not really fair to do that. But she is the other most long-standing member of this committee.
I'm prepared to nominate Cindy Sprague.
All right, let's do this in order. So Pat, you had the floor to begin with. You can make the motion. She doesn't have to be here.
Mm-hmm. I know I can make the motion, but I just don't know. I move to nominate Susan Harrigan to serve as the vice chair pending her acceptance of the nomination. She's the most long-standing member of this committee and has participated since the very beginning. I think she's participated in the majority of our meetings and helped develop all of our communication strategies and is very well versed in what we do. So those are my reasons for nominating her.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Without a second, the motion.
That was easy.
The motion fails.
Would have been easier if she was here.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, because the new people haven't met her.
Yeah. Yeah.
hard to second a nomination that you don't know.
She also would have turned it down.
Hold on. Let's take 1 second. Go right ahead, Donna.
I have a couple of general questions, but
go ahead.
I think they're a little bit pertinent to this. Is the committee full at this point in time, or are there still openings on the committee?
So the committee does not have an absolute set number. It has a guideline anywhere from, I believe, 12 to 18, it may be 13 to 18 members. You are full as far as the minimum is concerned. Okay. There is room for additions if they want. Yes, Mary, please pipe in.
At the next board meeting, we'll be discussing changes to the charter. We already started that process. And the plan is to either cap it at 12 or 13. So if it's 13, there's one opening. But but at this point, we appear to be pretty full.
I also read a draft of, it looks like a report that's gonna go to the board. I didn't print it because it was lengthy, so I don't have it with me. But it looks like the committee is about to lose a fair amount of institutional knowledge because there are several people whose terms are expiring. Is that accurate?
Yeah, there's three people that have left, and then this will be my last.
Okay.
So
what, as a newcomer who knows nothing, what I would like to see in a chair and a vice chair is some of that institutional knowledge, which someone was speaking to, but also not being in a position where both of those people's terms are going to expire at the same time and you run the risk of...
I'm glad you brought that up because that was my next point. Mm-hmm. So just so everybody is aware, David's term will end 2023. So he has 2 years left and Cindy's ends 2024. Well, I'm sorry, she hasn't been nominated yet officially. I'm sorry. Susan Harrigan's would be 2023. So there is nobody currently... I'm not going to say that. I don't believe that there is anybody whose term expires next summer. So, Mary, if you could go back, I'm trying to get my numbers correct, but if there's 13, that leaves one, but I only have 11. So who am I missing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Susan's 11.
Amanda?
There's somebody else who was appointed by Reverend Golden, who usually attends by phone.
Did you count Tim Pope?
Tim Pope. There it is. Thank you.
Tim Pope is the other one. Thank you, Sandra.
There it is. Thanks.
I've not met him yet.
So Donna, that's a great question, but. And there's nobody that would be going into a position this year of vice chair that won't also be available if they wanted to continue as chair to do that.
Okay. or even just to have that knowledge, even if they didn't take the chair position, so.
All right, so the floor is still open. Bruce?
I'll nominate Cindy Spray. Cindy's been active in the community for a number of years. I know her from various organizations. She is well-versed in many facets of what goes on in Manatee County, whether it's at the commissioner level, whether it's the school board level, advocate for children. I know she's been a secretary for a large organization here in the county where it requires meticulous record keeping, meticulous detail. Willing to step up whenever I've known her to need to step up, either asked to step up or on her own initiative, and I think she'd be someone that would be more than able, in the absence of Chairman Ballard, to effectively carry out what he would care to see happen in a particular meeting or in his absence, chair this committee effectively. I've known her for a number of years, obviously.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second the nomination.
The seconds. All right. The floor is still open for other nominations.
I move that the nomination cease.
We have a motion to close nominations by Russ.
And I second that motion.
David Ballard seconds. All in favor of closing the nominations?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Loud and clear.
Slight timing.
The nominations are closed. We will now entertain the nomination of Cindy Spray to vice chair. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
It's the delay.
Motion carries. Cindy, congratulations. David, congratulations. David, at this point, I will turn the meeting over to you, as this is now my role of this is done.
Not yet. We still have August 10th, so.
It's actually, so I want to get back.
Not free yet.
The actual date of that is August 13th. It's a Friday, and it's at the,
August 13th.
It's a workshop. Yes?
I had July 29th as the date.
Yeah, Charlie moved that. I'm not in town July 29th.
Okay, perfect.
Oh,
so,
I'm actually in the Midwest on that day.
Anybody and everybody's allowed to come. It's not a closed workshop, so anybody can be there. Susan and I will be doing the presentation. The board has already been delivered the presentation. We'll really just kind of be there to, we're not even going to go bullet pointed. We're just going to be there to answer questions. But I do encourage anybody that hasn't been to a school board meeting or a workshop to come. It's a little different than a school board meeting. It's a little more.
What date is that again?
The 13th is my date in my calendar.
So Friday the 13th.
10 a.m., correct, Mary?
Oh, that's good. August 13th.
9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time certain for that presentation at all? No.
What time?
Your meeting starts at 9 a.m.
Yes,
I think, I don't know if we're first on the agenda. I think that's what, maybe why I have.
Okay.
But that's fine.
Yeah, we're usually last.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're usually last. So if we got there at 10, we'd be all right.
So with that, David, I'm going to turn the gavel over to you. Last year, we waited a month before we formed committee chairs. That's completely up to you at this point, but that would be the only other thing on the agenda today.
Well, I guess this is more of a question for the newer members. How would you like to proceed? I think that maybe a workshop would be in order, just to lay out, here's where we started, this is what we've been doing, this is what we care about, here's our chart, just kind of the base level stuff.
That would be great.
Would be
I was
great.
Going to ask about that, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
History of the committee and the measurable things
how we
Ms.
measure.
Pat.
I know it's hard. I'm old, but
Pat is
good. I think it's really good if everybody has an opportunity to review the report, because that outlines the structure and is the template for how we move forward, really. That's what took us the most time to develop. So if everybody has an opportunity to review the report and or hear it, if they have a chance to tune in or attend the meeting, that will, and then I think everybody will be on a little bit more equal footing.
And when you say the report, is that something that...
The school board workshop or something?
The report of the committee to the citizens and to the school board.
Has everyone been onboarded? Do you have access and ability to our documents?
Yes.
There was some last meeting, there were some revisions and there was some changes in the language. I've not, maybe I've missed some, I've not yet seen
the revised
report.
We had a little bit of versionitis, if I remember correctly.
Cover letter had some changes.
We'll make sure that we get the updated, make sure that everyone, that is front center.
Mr. Chair, I believe that those changes are available on our share file on whatever that's called.
SharePoint.
SharePoint. Mm-hmm. I believe it's there. Amanda, if not, I've sent that to you. If you could just make sure it's on there.
Does everybody have access that's on the committee now? Does everybody have access to the SharePoint?
I don't think so.
I mean, anything that Amanda sends me, I can access, but unless she sends me something, I don't have a login or anything.
All right.
Should I?
I am actually not aware, I'll have to check on that, but I'll get you the documents.
Yep, just from a technical standpoint, that's obviously important. So the presentation, former chair, I plan on being there on August 13th, so anything else that I can do, more than happy to. Also, now we can talk about it.
We can talk now.
Nice.
Yes. Actually, I guess after this meeting is adjourned, I guess I'm still technically here.
Is that meeting held in this building?
Yes.
August 13th.
In the boardroom on the first floor.
Downstairs.
When you come in the door, if you walk straight ahead, there's double doors. If you go through there.
The other thing that I would encourage everyone to review are the Sunshine Laws. As an appointed board of the school board, we are subject to Sunshine Laws. And so any discussion between us on anything to do with this has to be done in the sunshine at these meetings. So otherwise, what I ask is if Ms. Amanda, please email, and then we can go forward from there. But again, please do not discuss anything relating to this committee with other members outside of our meetings. So, and we can get you a copy of that if you haven't seen it before or anything like that. What I would ask, anything that you need or any way that I can empower you all, we have to go through Amanda. And as Brady touched on, we've historically had three subcommittees. We'll see if that structure still makes sense going forward. There's been data analytics. To your point, we have lost some institutional knowledge on that front. However, they did leave us the legacy of how to get the information. So we've already created the pull downs through staff, and we've got great resources. Doug's been great also. Mr. Wagner isn't here today, but he's been absolutely wonderful. Anything else that anyone?
Tim did a lot of heavy lifting this year.
There's so many.
Yeah.
It sounds like maybe you got some new software, and then the old software you couldn't access.
That all happened right as our committee formed, and so there were quite a few meetings we just banged our heads against the table.
Well, it's a serious problem.
That's a systemic issue.
And that's part of our role, is to try to point out those issues. We've had the opportunity to make sure that millions of dollars have gone to where they were supposed to. I'm very proud of this one fact. There was somewhere in the realm of $2 million that was going toward capital infrastructure. And as I was, you know, kind of going line item by line item, I said, wait a second, this can't go there. And we were able to get that back to where it's supposed to be, to the teachers, to STEM, the places where it's supposed to be. So I would appreciate, you know, everyone just kind of keeping that on their mind, task and purpose.
Which is why the approval of the charter is important, because that defines what we do.
Is there a specific mission statement, Mr. Chair?
Within the charter, there, I believe there's a mission and vision.
There is.
And that comes from the resolution in the referendum.
It's language almost directly from the resolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In terms of an orientation for new members, I think three great places to start would be the report presented to the board, the charter, and a mission statement, anything like that. Yeah. Because I think, too, reading the report, I had a lot of questions as I read through mm-hmm. the report. So seeing the final version of that, and then it can kind of bring it all together.
Yes, and I would also refer to the referendum language. I think it was 2017-11 was the ordinance that that then put it in front of the, you know, the county commissioners who ultimately.
That would be great.
Yeah, we'll make sure that.
And
that,
even maybe a little blurb about the sunshine law as well. You know.
Absolutely.
That'll be number four. Mr. Dye usually sends that to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that he did not that long ago. So we'll make sure that all the new members also have a copy. There's a big document that kind of lays out what you can and cannot. It's actually a great document because it gives hypotheticals too, just to kind of, you know, here's the statute and here's application. It's actually a really great manual. It's also available on Attorney General Moody's website, but we'll make sure that it is disseminated. Just for a refresher, it's always a good thing. So again, I want input, especially those who have been here.
So this pot of money, I understand, is about $40 million.
Okay, 43 this year, in the expiring year. Our fiscal year runs July 1 to June 30. We did just recently get the taxable value for next year, so we have the estimated collections for next year. I don't have that committed in memory yet, but probably 5 or 6% increase over the 43.
So do we have planned obsolescence of this committee? Like when that money's gone, does this committee go away or?
So every 4 years, at least every 4 years, the referendum has to be brought back up for a vote by taxpayers and citizens. So I think, and Ms. Foreman, if you don't mind, help me out here, that has been initiated. I know the process has been initiated. I know there was some back and forth between you and the county.
In the November 2021, will be an election to go back to the voters and ask for it to be renewed another 3 years. Okay, we're going to go 3 years, so that if it's approved, the following renewal will be in the presidential year of 2024.
Great. Yeah. So this committee would, so say in if the resolution were not to pass, we're all gone. But with the 3 years, now it'll be at the general or in the primary?
Presidential.
General. Presidential, okay. So that's kind of historically, I think it was March 2018 when it was initially approved. I don't know what the numbers were or anything like that, but as part of that was the creation of this committee, and then the board decided to move forward with that too. So obviously this does go away if that isn't reconvened.
Or if it's not included in the referendum language, which it is in the new
it's included in the new language also.
If I may, Mr. Chair, one of the reasons that it was an off year when it was done initially, and they had to pay for a special election for it to be a standalone item. It was going to be brought again as a special election. Still is kind of in the November, but they were planning on doing it in like a March again. And there was a vote not to do that and to do that into a November cycle instead. And that's where the 3 years came in, to get it to where the county or school board or whomever, it's cost money to have those elections. So we can put it on just a general ballot along with other things and not have to pay.
And leaving it that expensive, the general election.
It's very, election. It was very, first round I think was around 300,000. This is anticipated to be around 400,000. So
just
they had
to, just
brought
to
it
be
to
clear,
the,
no right. taxpayer money can be used for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not any taxpayer money that was used to support that election. Just
right,
to
but
be
it still
very
costs,
clear.
Just still costs
it
money.
Somewhere.
It,
coming,
yes,
not,
there, it
free.
Was
that's,
money,
yeah,
but it was not, there was not, it's not legal for taxpayer money
right.
to be used for
Chairman.
That ballot.
Yes, sir.
In reading the resolution, it's up, and it's not guaranteed that it'll pass, obviously. They've expanded, the school board has expanded the reach of the funds, money, to include visual and performing arts.
STEM to STEAM.
What's that?
From STEM to STEAM.
STEM and STEAM.
Correct. So obviously, the oversight would have to extend to that visual and performing arts to make sure that the instructional materials involved in that conform with the directives of the Department of Education, with Governor DeSantis's orders on a lot of other topics. But I think that needs to be a focus as well.
So do you all think that we should wait to form subcommittees until after the new resolution, should it pass? Yes, ma'am.
The next report that we will do
mm-hmm.
will be for the last fiscal year.
10-4.
Not
for
the future
right.
fiscal year. So I think we're going to have to do work for that before
Absolutely.
The next one passes.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Yes, that's exactly why I asked the question.
Yeah.
So the report, it's in review. So it's saying, okay, how much money did we raise? Where did it go? And did they do a good job?
Was it spent the way they said?
Mm-hmm. And once we make sure that you all have the presentation, we cover a couple metrics, a few metrics in there to gauge the success. I will reiterate that as a committee, it is not our job to say, to bring our feelings about any type of vote or any political thing on to this.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it absolutely in your free time or in just your feelings. But I would reiterate our duty is to the taxpayer. It's not to give our opinion.
Exactly. And also, I'd like to clarify that it's not our job to oversee curriculum per se. Is that correct?
Especially for the next report, no, our duties are outlined within our charter about what we can and cannot look at. Ultimately, we are an oversight committee to make sure those dollars are spent the way that it was told to the taxpayers.
Mr. Chair, if I could.
Please.
Just to reiterate, so one of the things that you brought up was one of the early things that we noticed when we were pulling in reports was that the school board or the school system was spending some money on capital, and we caught that. That's the role of this committee, is to find those kind of things. we found that the charter schools were not using the money according to what they should. That's our role. It's not our role to then tell anyone as a committee whether or not it's working. That's not what our job is. Our job is to say, this is the money we were supposed to take in, we did. This is the money that we were supposed to spend, we spent it. This is the way that that money was supposed to be spent, we spent it. And then we're supposed to give a report on the relative outcome of that, and then what the committee with the report will show is that the ways that we've decided to do that is to look at teacher retention, to look at school grades, and to look at student performances, both in terms of STEM performance as well as overall testing. We're not saying at any point in time, if you read the report, we never at one point say our teacher retention has gone from 87% to 90% because this is working. We never say that. Mm-hmm. We simply give, in this year, the teacher retention is this. The year before it was this. The year before it was this. Mm-hmm. You know, student grades have gone from this to this to this. School grades have gone from this to this to this. That is the role of the committee. And I caution, David pointed out, we have had moments in the past where we have gotten caught up in some squirrel chasing, mm-hmm. where we have decided that maybe it is our job to look at certain things that it's not, and we've spent a lot of time spinning our wheels on things that ultimately didn't end up in the report that we're giving to the community. I won't say it's a waste of time because it was an exercise that I enjoyed, but ultimately the committee's report is the goal on an annual basis. And I'm glad that Pat brought that up, is that this year's committee report is being given in August. The goal is to give that report in April. Last year we gave it in June. So it's always going to be somewhere in that time. We were a few months behind this year, mostly because of the chairman's fault. I'll take the bullets, that's my job at the time. But that is the role, is this year's report will be based on fiscal year 2020, July 1st, 2022, June 30th, 2021. So this year's vote regarding the addition of arts won't be included in the report for this committee next year.
And in no way, shape, or form am I saying do it if you want to go in support or opposition outside of this room, please. It's good to have people knowing about the work that we're doing. That's none of my business. It's none of any of our business, obviously. But I just ask that we try to stay within our realm. And there was, as the former chairman said, there was a period of time where maybe the goalpost was shifting a little bit, or our roles were shifting. We didn't know what we were doing, really. And with all due respect, Ms. Foreman, neither did the board. So,
but it on them.
Yes. And that has now been delineated, but that can also change.
Well, the board didn't have consensus.
Mm-hmm.
On what our task was, let's just put
so
it that way.
Whatever we're here at the pleasure of the taxpayer and at the pleasure of the board, ultimately our whatever we do here, our power is vested from the board via the tax, via the citizen. So keep that in mind. I will never say don't question authority, because we should all always be doing that. But let's make sure that we're just staying within between the navigational beacons, if you will.
Focus. To focus on what the job is. So.
Mm-hmm. I think we do a lot more that way. Anything else? Former chair, is there anything else you think we should talk about? I did touch on the subcommittees briefly. Pat brought up the great point that we're going to be looking backwards. I do think it's probably important that you all have those four things that we outlined, and then we can kind of visit how do we structure it from here. We've had three subcommittees in the past. We've also had as many as 17 people on this committee, and losing some institutional knowledge will make it difficult, and so maybe some aren't necessary anymore. We've already developed the infrastructure necessary to pull down the numbers from the district, so we can say, okay, what are the teacher numbers, what are the school grades, and they've created a great dashboard. I think it's still kind of in the works. There could be some fine tuning there, but our job is to make sure they're doing what they said they'd do. So let's wait until the next meeting to actually form those. We'll make sure that you will get those documents and have access to the shared drive. And any other questions for me, ladies and gentlemen?
What is the date of our next meeting?
September 1st.
Could you repeat that?
Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair. So as it currently stands, the school system has us down as an every other month meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I have been manually creating the off month meetings. That's something that you'll probably want to get with Amanda and with Mary to figure out if you want to go back to having a monthly meeting. If you remember at one point, we were twice a month. I do find that having a monthly meeting keeps us on task a little better. So I don't know if you want to wait until September 1st to have the next first meeting.
That's the next meeting.
Next schedule.
Is there a time?
Two or three?
I'll wait that two.
Thank you.
So that's a great point. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Pat.
At one point, we were doing every other month for the full committee, and then the in-between, we did the subs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if we did the next full meeting on September 1st, then following that, we could start the subcommittees.
You're not going to have data in August anyway, so you've got some. But
my only hesitation would be with the presentation. No matter what, I want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to review and attend, should they so choose. But unless everyone thinks otherwise, and I think, and now we can't actually. Would everyone be okay with holding off on an August meeting and then reconvening in September? Or the other thing we could do is a workshop next month to kind of review those four items and get any questions out in the air?
I won't be here September 1st.
Was it the 1st or the...
September 1st or 2.
Okay.
That's like Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
It's almost Labor Day weekend. I will not be in town either.
Great point.
That is Labor Day weekend.
Mr. Chair, if on the 13th school board meeting, if the charter will be ready after that meeting,
yes, ma'am.
And the determination will have been made about the members of this committee, and changes to the charter of this committee will be done by then.
They won't vote on it that day.
They won't.
They can't vote.
They can't
workshop.
Oh, it's just a workshop. Okay. It might be worthwhile to have, because there's so many new people who have the orientation type meeting in August.
And I don't disagree at all. I think that's a great idea. So now, Miss Amanda, what is so two things then? I think that maybe we should bump it back from September 1st to the 8th. At 2 p.m., if that works for everyone.
Yeah. Amanda, I show September 1st being the audit committee meeting.
Yeah. I didn't know we'd even already.
You are correct, because this is an extra meeting that we're having right now.
Scheduled meeting for some more.
I'm sorry, I don't have all my schedules here.
My board is standing on that.
I show August 4th being the Citizens Financial Oversight Committee.
Yeah, you're correct, whatever your calendar.
Not general.
So let's keep the August 4th meeting, and even if we don't maybe have decision items, that we can go over what the four items that we're going to get to everyone. Is that okay?
So we're having our meeting. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that was my mistake. It is the audit committee meeting is September 1st. Your meeting is August 4th.
Mm-hmm. August 4th?
And do we have a September meeting set up?
Oh, yeah, I have it on my calendar.
And at that time, if it's okay with everyone, that's when we'll set up the subcommittees and go, once everyone has an opportunity to to see what we're working with and where they can be of value.
Amanda had sent us a notice of that meeting. It's on my book.
I get a lot of notices from Amanda. She's the best.
It's already on my book.
So you're...
And then I would, if okay, tentatively like to set the next meeting for September 8th.
Let me check with the room availability and everything.
Yes,
I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
I'm just, y'all can go ahead, but I'm not available on the second Wednesday of the month. So.
The 8th is a Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Do we usually meet on Tuesdays?
No, it's a Wednesday. I'm looking at
it. Is
it?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Wednesday.
So, I mean, I'm not asking you not to hold the meeting that day. I'm just telling you I will not be here if it's the 8th. And I will email that. If that's the date you set, I'll advise you.
Okay, please do. Yes,
I will.
Yes, please.
I won't expect you to remember.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I just want to have a time that's easy and convenient for everyone.
And if it's ever the second Wednesday, I will be out.
Okay. Any other? Right now, again, I appreciate all of you signing on. Doing what you do. It's an important role that it's difficult. I think each and every one of you probably volunteers on a couple boards. And so there are people that are the always participants and there's people that are the never participants. So I appreciate you all raising your hand.
Thank you.
I just wanted to thank Brady for your leadership throughout the past year. I know it was a hard year to navigate through with the pandemic, and you showed great leadership.
I appreciate that. Chair, if I could, I'd just like to thank all the new people that have volunteered to come on board and continue the work that we've started. I'm always amazed in Manatee County how involved we can get the people when we give them a purpose, and I'm always proud to say I'm, you know, a member of the Manatee County community. So thank you all for stepping up.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your leadership. Obviously, John Horton did a good job in teaching you how to do your job. So thank you.
All hail John Horton.
All hail.
Every one of our chairs has been different, and all very good.
Yeah, I didn't bring donuts and margaritas like John.
He would like to think he did. He never brought any. He only talked.
Not
about
inside.
It.
He didn't bring them inside.
He only talked about it.
Yeah, it was in the. It was sitting on his tailgate, engaged.
You probably get a lot done with a few margaritas.
If you're ready, I'll make a motion to
please,
adjourn.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much. I'm really looking forward to working with, especially all the those that have been here and also all the new appointees. So.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, thank you, everyone.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Dana.